The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The messaging out of the Biden administration on COVID is really a slow-moving disaster. Remember, we were told, we were promised Joe Biden and his team were going to have day one plan to stop this virus, to open up the schools, to open up the economy. We weren't going to shut down the economy. We were going to shut down the virus. That's what Joe Biden told us repeatedly over and over on the campaign trail. Well, guess what? It turns out they don't have a plan. The plans that they announced, they're not going to be able to fulfill, which sadly includes the continued shutdown of schools across the country, putting behind our most vulnerable children until Biden can pass his $1.9 trillion so-called bailout that's really just massive kickbacks to his constituencies, including the teachers' unions. It also looks like they may not reach their vaccine goal of 100 million Americans in the first 100 days because, of course, that is science. Here is the latest from White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Well, I think we, one, inherited a circumstance where there was not a there were not enough vaccines ordered. There were not enough vaccinators available to vaccinate Americans, and there were not enough places to for people to go to get those vaccines shot into their arms. And, you can always look back and say, we wish we would have done this better. We wish the storm wouldn't have come. But our focus is on building out of the hole that we inherited and ensuring that we are taking every step necessary, every step possible.
So Jen Psaki can wish cast all she wants that she really, really hoped that the Biden administration would not have to confront this virus, except for the fact that this was the whole centerpiece of his campaign. That Donald Trump killed hundreds of thousands of people because of his incompetence and malfeasance in handling it, pretending that Donald Trump always said that this was a hoax, that he had no plan. That's what they kept saying. He had no plan how to tackle this virus. Forget the fact that Donald Trump took terrible advice and authorized two shutdowns last March that put the brakes on one of the most vibrant American economies in our country's history, blamed him repeatedly for every failure from lack of ventilators to obviously people passing away to the school shutdowns, etc. They promised they were going to do better. They had a plan. They had all the geniuses in place who were going to produce the vaccines, who were going to get them into the arms of Americans, as Jen Psaki says about two dozen times every press briefing. But they don't. And so now they have to admit to the American public, this is a massive, not just public health, it's not really a public health crisis, more of a political crisis, economic crisis. But what she said there is not true. There were plenty of vaccines. They ordered the first 100 million doses over the summer, spent $2 billion on a contract with Pfizer. Governors, local officials have known for months that they needed to put in place the right way to get vaccines distributed to their residents. So for her now to sit there on behalf of Joe Biden and play dumb and we're just the victims here, don't buy it.
This is the Dan Proft Show.